because I aggravated anybody that came near me. I didn't realize that before I was 16. But my mom kept trying to point that out to me. Did you have a question? Oh, okay. Been there and lived that. So that's the story. Now we're talking about consistent rules, consequences, and modeling. What do I mean by modeling? A young boy needs a man, usually a father. And the nice thing about this audience is they probably all have a father, which is wonderful. But if you don't have a father, if the father is missing from the scene for death or divorce or whatever, he still needs a man. Why? Because a strict sense of right and wrong can be perverted, and it needs a guide. It needs somebody you can look at and say, I want to be like my dad, or I want to be like this guy, and this guy has wisdom. Knowing right and wrong does not give you wisdom. God gives you wisdom, and he gives you wisdom by taking justice and adjusting it with mercy. You with me? So a boy needs to first learn justice, and then as he becomes a teen, he needs to learn mercy. And you teach him mercy the way Nathaniel taught David mercy, which is another reason why, you're not necessarily a Christian audience. So let me tell you this story. David really liked this guy Uriah's wife, and so he decided that Uriah needed to be divorced from his wife, and the easiest way to do that was have Uriah killed. So he did that, and he took Uriah's wife, and a friend of David named Nathaniel came along and said, David, this man had a sheep. He only had one sheep, and he loved that sheep. They slept together. You know, he fed him with his family. And then this rich guy who had flocks of sheep had a visiting traveler, and he took this guy's one sheep, killed it, and made dinner for him. What would you do to the man that stole the poor man's sheep? And David answered in his infinite wisdom, well, I'd kill him, and then I'd fine him. Now, I don't really understand what difference the fine makes once you're dead, but you know, I just didn't live in biblical times. Then Nathan said, that man is you. And then he applied mercy. So as the child gets to be 12, 13, in his teen years, and he seems to be understanding justice, you ask him to sentence himself. Okay, you broke Nick Agnelsi's window one more time. What should you, And, of course, you'd have to have a child who had the concept of justice, not the concept that Stephen Gafonti grew up with. But once he has the concept of justice, your question is, what will you do? Not what does that person feel like? And then the answer becomes, I should mow Nick's lawn for the next several years. And then you can say, okay, now let's give you some mercy. Just mow his lawn once and apologize to him. So that's the process with dealing with boys. And girls are a lot simpler. You have to teach them. Well, they're not that much simpler. You teach them empathy, but eventually they become related to other girls, and then they're no longer motivated by working with you. And then you have to watch who they work with. My wife was absolutely a genius at this. She said, well, Stephanie's tall. Tall girls have a problem. I was like, what problem could tall girls possibly have? And turns out that in girldom, being petite is more important than being tall. In guydom, the taller you are, the easier it is to wipe out the smaller runts, and they put you higher on the totem pole. So she put Stephanie in volleyball, and Stephanie loves volleyball. She's not terribly competitive, but she loved being with the other girls, all of which had their strengths. The short ones did setting, and the tall ones did slamming. And I was like, this is good for our daughter? Yeah, this is good for our daughter. Oh, okay. What do I know about being female? But what it did was it gave Maureen control over the girl Stephanie was with. And it was a genius idea. Now that I know, you know, what I know about teaching boys and teaching girls. Because if the girls that your kids hang, your girls hang with, are disrespectful, are they, you know, they're goth or whatever, then the only way to discipline without taking them away from their friends is to call the parents up at the other girls and say, do you put up with this? If you don't put up with this, we cannot put up with this together. And once all the girls get it that this rule applies to everyone in the pack or whatever the girls call a group of friends, then you've got a chance to solve that problem. Okay. Oh, yes, motivating boys. Boys like a challenge and they like to compete. They like a challenge if they believe they can win. I'll tell you a story from Dr. Dobson. This one father was trying to get his son to drink a glass of milk. The son was not going to drink that glass of milk. Now, what happens to his adrenaline when the father says drink it and the son says no? Up or down? Up. When adrenaline goes up, it is mildly addictive. Right? I used to work emergency rooms. Somebody said, isn't that a stressful job? I said, gee, I never noticed that. Why? I love the stress of the emergency room. I mean, it's great fun. Adrenaline is mildly addictive. Let me just tell you, you can't run your heart on adrenaline for very long before you become one of the patients of the emergency room. So, as my mother would say, the son was digging in. So the dad switched tactics. He poured himself a glass of milk, and he says, I bet you I can drink this milk faster than you can drink yours. Out of the mind of the child went, I'm not going to drink this milk. Into the mind was, I'm going to beat my dad. Dad drank, son drank, and son puts down his glass and says, best out of three. So they're extraordinarily competitive if they believe they can win. And if you have a couple of boys and a couple of girls, the boys will compete against one another. They'll compete, heck, they will compete against a rodent. They absolutely we are competitive. We are hormonally driven. And so you can get us to do almost anything. The girls are not that competitive. Now, if the daughter doesn't happen to like the son, she'll compete. Absolutely, I can prove to you that I am better than that creature. But it's not their natural bent, and they won't compete against their friends. Boys will compete against their friends in a heartbeat. I mean, hey, what is friendship all about if I can't smash you? So when you're trying to motivate them, use challenges and use competition.